USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the nation remembered 9/11, President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden said they'd have no politics on this day and marked the 19th anniversary of the attacks at two memorial services.
19 years ago on this day, 40 brave men and women triumphed over terror and gave their lives in defense of our nation. Their names and their stories are forever inscribed on the eternal roll call of American heroes. Today we pay tribute to their sacrifice, and we mourn deeply for the nearly 3,000 precious and beautiful souls who were taken from us on September 11th.
Joe Biden approached those who'd lost loved ones at Ground Zero, and President Trump vowed that America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back at the Shanksville, Pennsylvania site where hijacked Flight 93 crashed. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Donald Trump presented the Congressional Medal of Honor to U.S. Army Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne for his heroics in a 2015 daring raid that rescued 75 ISIS hostages from a prison in northern Iraq, with Trump praising him as one of the bravest men anywhere in the world. Trump hailed Payne's heroic, selfless actions that led to 20 ISIS terrorists being killed and the saving of 75 of the captives. Payne, age 36, is the first living member of the Delta Force to receive the Medal of Honor, the highest decoration a member of the military can be given. Nearly 10,000 North Carolinians had their mail-in ballots accepted during the first week of voting in the United States, according to data released by the State Board of Elections. Of the ballots returned so far, 6,155 are from Democrats, compared to only 1,248 from Republicans. More than 750,000 absentee ballots have been requested so far, with Democrats accounting for 70%. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The NFL returned, and 19.3 million fans turned on to watch the season kickoff between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans, with Kansas City getting the victory. The Nielsen Company said last year's matchup between Green Bay and Chicago was seen by 22.2 million people. NBC had touted the event as the most watched sporting event since the Super Bowl, which is true because of COVID-19. There were several months without any live sports on television. Also, yesterday represented the first day that every single major professional sport had games on the same day. Marquee games this weekend will include Seattle at Atlanta, the Las Vegas Raiders at Carolina, and Tom Brady, now in Tampa Bay with Gronk, will face Drew Brees in New Orleans. As fires continue throughout the West Coast, hundreds of firefighters are now battling two large wildfires that threaten to merge near the most populated part of the state of Oregon, including the suburbs of Portland. And the governor said dozens of people are missing in other parts of the state. The state's emergency management director, Andrew Phelps, said officials are preparing for a mass fatality event and that thousands of structures have already been destroyed. Governor Kate Brown said more than 40,000 Oregonians have already been evacuated and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuations, either having been told to leave or to prepare to get that done. The Oregon Convention Center in Portland is among the buildings being transformed into shelters for evacuees. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.